Winning It Life with Gregory Riggs. Yes. This is the show that makes you smarter about your money. And we like money, don't we? Don't we? I'm going to address some of that on the show, but just to get you caught up here, if you're new to the show, we do this 6 days a week, weekdays at 7, Saturdays 10 to 1. Gregory Riggs, my co-host, is a Hall of Fame financial advisor who lends his ear and his expertise to the community 6 days a week. And if you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, well, today could be your lucky day. You can call Gregory, 504-260-0995, or you can call or send your text through the Winning It Life app. I have another one of these surveys where it shows how dismal the American public's knowledge is of Social Security, but this one's a little different. For once, it's it's a much shorter survey. It's only 5 questions, and they ask people only age 50 and older, so this is the people who should really have this on their radar. But maybe we'll just start with that, because the first questions, this will get your attention immediately. First off, why is this so important? Well, look, the scope of the show is Gregory wants to help as many people as possible with their money, and hey, I'm on board with that too. He's just a financial guru. But if you're a financial advisor, you can't help everybody. There's a whole lot of people out there who don't need a financial advisor and they don't have assets, and we'd like to help them too. And the number one thing that people with no assets are going to rely on in retirement is Social Security. That may be the most important decision most Americans make when it comes to turning on their retirement benefits. And Social Security payouts account for at least half of all income for 62% of retirees. Now, these are the people that we can help them. We found a way to help them, and that's maximizing Social Security. It's essentially all monthly income. If more than 90% of your income comes from Social Security, that's 34% of retirees, a third. So MassMutual questioned adult age 50 and over, as over 1,000 people asked. Question number one, half of respondents got this wrong. Under current Social Security law, my benefits will be reduced if I claim them at age 65, true or false?
False.
Well, you know that, Gregory.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to answer?
Well, no, it's fine that you did. I was going to answer it anyway. Fewer than half, 49% of all respondents actually said false. So more than half of America doesn't know when their full retirement age is. And I got to quit saying that. More than half of Americans age 50 and older in this survey didn't know when their retirement date was. All right, so that's scary. So for 62% of Americans, this is going to be more than half of your retirement income, and you don't even know when to turn it on. You don't even know when they suggest you turn it on. I mean, there is just a lack of basics out there that, I mean, if we can fix this, we're going to fix a lot of problems for a lot of people. Gregory, does that sound about right for you, though? Would you believe half the people over age 50 don't know when their full retirement age is for Social Security?
No, that does not surprise me, because that's a lot of people. So at age 50, 51, 52, they may not necessarily be focused on about, gosh, you know, I'm retiring soon. They're not retiring soon. Half that group, you know, as far as from the age of 50 to FRA, full retirement age, call it 66, that's 16 year span. So you can see those maybe when they get closer to 8 years from retirement, more so 5 years. Yeah, it's on their radar thinking about it, especially when they reach age 62, then they're having this, oh, do I turn it on now? You know, which, gosh, a lot goes into answering just that question. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me they don't really know.
Well, that makes sense. But now I would be ultra fascinated to see this exact same survey on people 60 and older, people on the cusp of Social Security. Do they know?
Yeah, and then, yeah, I'd like to see that too, because what are they answering at 62? 65 or 66, mm-hmm. or 70.
Well, and I get the feeling also.
Or maybe 67, you know, moving into that age group is coming up.
Boy, if they don't know that, if you don't know by 67, you're missing some boats. But the next question here, my spouse is eligible to receive Social Security retirement benefits, even if he or she has no individual earnings history. True or false? Yeah, I'll do it. This one's true, and 54% of respondents got this one correct, so almost half don't know just the basics about spousal benefits. So, you know, I'm thinking if something's got to be done about this. The lives of a lot of people would be improved with just if we could somehow get it out there. Can we make it sexy? Can we get Kim Kardashian to do it and put it in her show? Because the people that need to know this aren't listening to the show.
Oh, there's a lot of them listening that are becoming like, what? We add on new listeners every day. It just is volumes of listeners added on. And it goes back to those with the windfall elimination provision problem. And they're getting a haircut or not getting Social Security benefits because they didn't participate in it. But somebody that never worked also didn't participate in it, right? So, and they get more benefits than those that work. And what am I talking about? Say a state employee, example, Louisiana, teachers working for the state in the state retirement program. Yeah, there's no deduction for Social Security, but they do get a pension instead through the state. So they fall under windfall elimination provision. So they're not getting Social Security benefits. And when their spouse dies, their benefit does not continue on to them.
If my spouse dies, I will continue to receive both my own benefit and my deceased spouse's benefit. The total Social Security benefits I receive will not change. True or false?
That's an easy one. But it's surprising that we've had callers, and that's okay, because if you don't understand that, we want to help you, but we have had callers, spoke to people like, what? I don't get both? Yeah, you do kind of need to know that, because you'll get in trouble if you don't let Social Security know. Yeah, my husband passed a few years ago.
You keep getting checks. Well, here's the good news.
You keep getting checked.
80% of the respondents got this one correct.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because that could be a mess if you didn't. But we get calls on that constantly. Again, though, where else are you hearing this stuff? We've got to make this stuff cool and sexy, Gregory. We've got to figure out how to do that. Can we make this hip?
I thought we have. It's on the show, so it should be. Hey, if you're thinking about a Social Security question or other financial question, to participate with us in the show or in the survey, we might, if you want to call in and answer one of the questions, hey, we might be able to help you out with that. 504-260-0995, or contact us through the Winning at Life app. Just go to your app store and type in Winning at Life and download it.
The fourth question, Social Security retirement benefits are based on my earnings history. I'll receive the same monthly benefit amount whether I start collecting before or after my full retirement age. True or false? 83% of people got this one right. That one's false as well. Yeah, if you collect after your full retirement age, it starts to go up. If you collect before your full retirement age, you get a little bit of a lawn trimming on that one. And then the last one, by the way, 83% got that one right. 85% got this last one right. So I'm less worried about these last two questions. If I am still working when I claim my Social Security, my benefit might be reduced depending on my earnings and my age. True or false? And that's true. 85% of Americans got that one right. And your benefits may be reduced depending on your earnings and your age. But that only happens if you take it early. There is no withholding if you take it at full retirement age or later. So that's not too bad. But look, 85% got that one right. So the ones that they got wrong were the first two. Basically, when is your full retirement age, right? And then if your spouse can receive Social Security benefits even without a work record. So the full retirement age. Let me be graceful here. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. And they were just confusing it with Medicare because the number 65 was in the question. And they said, oh, yeah, that sounds like a familiar benchmark. That sounds true. That's something we cover on the show all the time. How almost every age, once you get past a certain level, there's a tripwire there. And that's one of them. 65 is Medicare.
Yep.
Full retirement age is getting into that little gray area, but it's 66 and some change.
Yeah, depending on which generation you are, it's 66 or 66 in a few months, or like for you, James.
Yes, 67.
It'll be 67.
Well, listen, I'm going to do everything I can before I get there because I've got, you know, a couple decades to pull this off. Yeah, I'm going to try and push it back.
I bet you might want to wait to 70 since you're at 67 anyhow.
I want full retirement age to be pushed back to 70. By the time I'm 70, 70 will be the new 50.
I think Congress may grant your wish.
Yeah, that would be
nice.
Could
be part of the fix. Good. Your generation should wait. The thing is, you'll still get to turn it on earlier, but you're getting the haircut. There. So they're forcing you into the max benefit, which is cool. That's how you should think about it.
I'm not going early.
But it'll be reduced for turning it on early. That you probably will still have the 62 turn on. And I don't think the percentage drops a lot because we know how many people don't have money saved for retirement. What was that number? You said it earlier. What percentage?
Oh, yeah. If
62?
It's more than half of your benefit, 62%.
Yeah. So that right there tells us the percentage of people turning it on early is not going to reduce much.
That'll kind of help the math, though. Wouldn't that sort of shore up the trust fund a little bit because people are taking an even bigger haircut, perhaps?
Well, they're not going to make you wait to 70, but for FRA, it's going to get lengthened a little bit. But when you think, it's not really mad. They're going to turn it on when they're going to turn it on early, which is always a discount.
Social Security questions, bring them on. 504-260-0995. Go ahead and call, and we'll talk to Eddie and Thibodeau when we get back. You'll be after Eddie. 504-260-0995, or give us a call in the Winning It Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We were talking about funeral planning. Who's it going to follow? Probably your children or your best friend of life, your spouse. And they're just not going to be in an emotional state to do that. And what we help with is what's called a funeral trust. It is something where you can put some money aside there, and then this firm, they are guided through there to make sure everything's paid properly, you're not taken advantage of. This funeral trust can also be used in several different ways. You know, that troubled son, he's always needing a little bit more help than others. This funeral trust could also have a little bit different purpose, to where maybe he gets a little bit more money on the side and nobody has to know.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Welcome back. Winning at Life, the daily wrap, every evening at 7. You know where to find the information, a content-driven show. And one of my favorite subjects, money. I am your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Winning at Life, along with James Parker. To participate in this show, to ask questions, get some guidance, 504-260-0995. Download the Winning at Life app. You can text, email, call the show from your touchscreen as well. Welcome to the nation.
Let's talk to Eddie. Eddie Thibodeau. You're going to be first up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. What's the update today, Eddie? How you doing, bud?
Yeah, good afternoon. I always had problems saving money for my kids' tuition at school, so I claim no dependents, and I always got about $10,000 back from my federal return. Now that my kids are not in school, not in private school anymore, and they're fixing up, they're at college with scholarships, I have that extra $10,000 a year that I need to do something with. And my daughter is an intern at Mass Mutual, and she wants me to go talk to her about investing that money into some maybe IRA. Or some type of whole life insurance. But what's your thoughts on that?
She's an intern?
Yeah, she's an intern. She gets her license Thursday.
Okay. If she wasn't there, how would you handle that $10,000 a year extra you have?
My 401k, I put 4% because my company matches 4%. Okay. And we're just getting to where this $10,000 a year is just starting to happen now because I'm not paying for tuition anymore. So I really don't know what to do with the money. I've thought about maybe opening up an IRA, and not putting it in my 401k since it's not going to be matched. And then in 5 years, if I needed to withdraw the money, I wouldn't have to pay any penalties because it was in an IRA.
Well, an IRA, and are you age 50 or older?
Yes, sir, 52.
Okay. You can do the catch-up, so you could put up to $6,500 a year in an IRA. You could also do so in a Roth. So if we're not putting it into the 401k, which is a pre-tax account and saves you some tax dollars on your earnings. So now you're taking that $10,000 after tax. I'm wondering, why would I consider putting it in an IRA at this point? Because depending on your income, you may not get deductibility and you're not getting the same tax advantage as doing it in the 401k. So that leads me to believe, are we considering a Roth with that? Might be one of the things, so I can grow it tax deferred, take it out tax free. Now, when you mentioned with your daughter interning and life insurance or whole life insurance being a choice, what is the reason behind whole life insurance?
I have a $100,000 policy that I've started when I was in my 30s, and it's a term. And every 5 years, it seems to go up. Right now, I'm paying almost $100 a month.
Okay. Do you have any debt?
No debt.
How much do you have in your 401k?
Maybe 50,000 and then 50,000 in ESOP.
Okay.
50,000 and another ESOP.
You don't have a mortgage?
I have a second mortgage, but my daughter's condo, but as soon as she moves on her own, we're going to sell that and pay off the note.
And, well, you might need more life insurance since you don't have the assets built up, but you're talking about $10,000 a year. I would look at, maybe can I structure a life insurance that I could put $10,000 a year into for 10 years? And then can it be structured where I can take out tax-free income from it for the rest of my life? And what would that number look like? What would be that expense ratio? What's my worst case scenario? Should I do a whole life or should I do an indexed universal life? And can I maybe take out three times what I put in? That's the kind of numbers I would be considering, which I love me some tax-free income, and that's where I think we go with that. And the other question, Eddie, last question is, do you have emergency money?
Yeah, I have about $50,000 emergency money, cash.
Okay, so we could do something with that $10,000. So that's the kind of conversation I would have with you regarding that.
All right, Eddie?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in from Thibodeaux. Let's go across the lake here, Gregory. I want to talk to Randy in Mandeville next. You're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for asking.
Great. After listening to your questions about Social Security, that brought a question to mind for my situation. My wife is retired from the state of Louisiana, and she gets a pension. She hasn't paid much Social Security throughout her life, but I'm wondering, at the time of my death, will she get my Social Security?
So how many years has she worked for the state?
26.
And has she worked any other jobs outside of that while she was working those 26 years?
Well, before she went to school, she worked at small jobs. You know, she didn't make a whole lot that was applied towards Social Security.
Okay. So she doesn't have much, and she doesn't have the workaround on the windfall elimination provision. She's not likely to get very much of your check if you move on before her.
Well, that's very disappointing because...
Oh, I know. I know.
According to my... You know, I'm 59 right now. I'm planning on going to my full retirement age, which is 66 and 7 months. At that point, according to the website for Social Security, I'd be eligible for about $2,600 a month with the income that I've paid in throughout my life. So what you're saying is she wouldn't get any of that.
She may not get any of it, and if she does get some, it will not be much. That's what the windfall elimination provision is.
Yeah.
If you want to understand more about it, Google it. It's on the Social Security website. And they talk about the workarounds. And one of the workarounds is 30 or more years of substantial earnings under Social Security. So it's like she would have to work almost another full-time job. For example, in 2008, on her side job, she would have needed to earn $18,975 that year for the workaround.
Yeah, I didn't realize the two were related, though, because, you know, her state pension is an entirely different entity than my Social Security. You know, it's I didn't realize it would be affected because
if she had never worked, never paid into Social Security for not working, she would be getting all of your benefit when you die. Think about that.
It's a heck of a raw deal, Randy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. That's very disappointing. So,
all right.
Well, sorry to give you the bad news, Randy. Thank you.
Yep.
Scott in Ocean Springs.
I try to listen to you every chance I get, but so I'm 50 years old, and just recently, because of hearing people talk, that they say, you know, to maybe swap over from pre-tax to after tax on your 401k, and I just recently done that. I was wondering if that was a good thing to do.
So you converted your 401k to a Roth?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily a Roth, just a after tax.
Well, pre-tax is putting money in pre-tax, so it's growing tax-deferred and taxed coming out as distributions. If you're putting money in a 401k after tax, that has to be a Roth account.
Okay.
So you're paying tax on that money, and if you shifted it, you pay. That's a taxable event because after-tax dollars going in work still falls under the taxable side.
Right. But they're, I guess, saying that, you know, that it's, I guess, good to have that tax-free money when you first retire, or...
What's your age, Scott?
50.
Okay. Well, Roth money takes some time to work, and you did this year. How much existing money did you convert over to after-tax?
Well, I didn't convert anything, just what I'm currently paying in.
Okay. Well, those are after-tax, so you don't have a taxable event on the other funds. But, yeah, right. It's good to have some Roth money. You've got, 15 years or so before you retire, we could estimate. And you're going to have some time to put money away. And the magic of it is giving Roth money time to grow. You know, having $50,000 Roth money is not going to kick out much income. Having $250,000 Roth money is kicking out a pretty good tax-free income, say based at, 5%. You're getting $12,500 a year.
Yeah, right.
That's not going on your 1040, so that'll help.
It's $1,000 a month.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if that was a smart thing to do at this point, or wait, or just leave it all in the pre-tax.
Oh, that's a much longer conversation, but I like a mix of pre-tax. I like Roth money. I like some tax-deferred after-tax money growing, and I like some other money that's going after-tax to kick out tax-free income. I want multiple streams at different taxable situations. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Financial situations? Call Gregory, 504-260-0995, or you can give us a call or text from the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Whoever else winds up in office is going to be about getting some more of our tax money. You could have an actual plan to exit the tax system. I've got a client. He's pretty much going to be six-figure income, and it's not going to show up on the 1040.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life. You know it. It's live financial talk radio. Welcome. You're just joining us. We had a number of callers last segment. Great, great questions. You know, what to do with $10,000 a year? What if my wife worked for the state of Louisiana and didn't pay into Social Security? What was the other? I missed that topic. I only gave you two. What was the third? The $10,000 a year, the the windfall elimination, and
what was the other one?
Okay. Well,
it was just like 4 minutes ago.
Mine draws blank too.
How am I this dumb?
So sorry about that. Hey, great calls last segment, all of them. And if you'd like to participate in the show, we have some more time. We're going to be here till the top of the hour. 504-260-0995. Winning at Life app. You can email us, text us, even call us from that. Let me see if we got any messages in. We have a lot of people joining the show. Let's see. Somebody's called in, wants to come in the office for a visit. Yeah, I have a daytime job. I don't want to call you. I want to come in and talk about this stuff. Well, you can. You can just give us a call at the office, 504-832-9200. The website's gregoryricks.com. We can help you find your risk number, how your assets correlate to volatility. If you want no risk money, we have strategies for that as well. And we're going to be flat out honest with you. If it means that we can't work together, if the truth means that we can't work together, then we are going to tell you the truth. I had a couple come in today and they pretty much had all of their assets and annuities. Probably not the best thing, but because it doesn't fully account for liquidity and turning on income early. So I did give them guidance on how to cover the income for the wife's retirement next year and how that buys them time, because they mostly have annuities with income riders. They have fixed annuities. They've got a life insurance they're going to cash out. And I said, based on the income you're needing to replace, that gives you 7 or even 8 years of income distributions to let those income riders get to the sweet spot and turn on that guaranteed lifetime income with spousal continuation. Hey, I like fixed annuities, but are they doing the right job for you? Well, that, you know, in their situation, they talk to an annuity salesman. So, you know, it's kind of like if the only tool in your kit is a hammer, what does everything look like, James?
Looks like a nail, Gregory.
Yeah. So his fix was everything was in an annuity and did put some in the life insurance that they're able to cash out, free up money, but that's going to be the fix. Now, what I told them, I said the awesome thing about what has happened, even though it shouldn't have been done quite this way, is you've created a lot of mini pensions to turn on, which gives guaranteed lifetime income with spousal continuation. So that's the positive out of this. They needed to talk with me about how do we solve the income need. They didn't even know where the sweet spot is. They didn't understand what that meant. And that's where, if you have an annuity with an income rider, where are you needing to be to max out that benefit mathematically? When's the best time to turn it on? So what's that income base? And also, based on your age, what is the percentage that you could take? So that's the type of things we help. When we're using those, we're giving you those plans in advance so you know. Oh, we've got the phone banks lighting back up again.
Joe Harahan, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Joe?
Hey, Gregory, I've got like an extra $4,800 fixing to come in a month, and I've got absolutely no retirement whatsoever. I'm 50 years old, and I had things set up, but they just disappeared, and now I'm starting over again.
Can I get that number again?
Was that some advice?
Was that $4,800 a month? Is that what he said?
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, he's getting in almost $60,000 a year extra money. That's awesome.
We can do something with that.
Have you built up your emergency savings fund again yet?
Yeah, I've got about $10,000.
Okay. That's a pretty good number. Let's double that up. So it's two more months there. And then what is your age again, Joe?
50.
So we've got, what do you think retirement age is for you? And are you self-employed or employee?
Self-employed.
Okay. So your business should be able to run for quite a while.
Oh yeah. It should, as long as I'm doing healthy.
Yeah. So if you go 15 more years, and that doesn't quite get you to FRA, but just the contributions, 15 years, that's about $900,000. You throw in some return, you're at a million. So 4% income from that's 40K plus your Social Security at FRA, you know, you're probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 60K a year. Just saying Social Security's 20,000. Yours may be more, but you know, does that sound like something that works for you?
Well, if it's something better work.
we've got some. We could show you how to put some of it to IRAs, do some pre-tax money. We want to create some after-tax savings. And what would be great is to get into the mix there some tax-free income down the road. So that's if you came into my office and talked to me at my day job or one of my team, that's the type of conversation we're having with you to help you put away that big amount of money and really do something special with it. How would you like a third of your income where you don't pay taxes on it?
I'd love that.
At retirement. Okay. Well, you know how to reach us during the day, right, Joe?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you the phone number and the website. Website first, it's gregoryricks.com. And the phone number and contact information is there. The phone number, 504-832-9200.
All right, Joe, give us a call. Let's get you set up, bud.
Yeah. Congrats on that. Hey, the thing is, you got time on your side. You can rebuild.
We can make some magic happen with that, Joe. Thanks for calling. John Biloxi, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, John?
Hey, my wife and I are both retired, and we have no earned income. And recently, while cleaning out some filing cabinets, I ran across 52 $100 savings bonds that are all matured. And I do have an IRA sitting out there, and you know you can't contribute to an IRA if you don't have any earned income. My question is, if I cash these bonds in, can I put that money considered earning income over to my IRA?
It will not be earned income. It'll be passive. So you do not have earned income.
Taxable income. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's passive. Taxable income, but it's passive. It's not earned. You didn't go to a job.
I didn't go to work to get it.
No, you did not. Sorry.
Okay.
Good question, though, because people need that clarification a lot.
Another thing, you talked to that, the individual earlier, the LSU retired or the Louisiana State retired employee. I'm also a federal retired employee that's never paid Social Security. I will never get a Social Security check. I'm on a government pension under the old CSR system.
Yes.
My wife is under the new system, FERS.
Correct.
And she gets the Social Security, so if she goes before I do, I can expect nothing from her.
Correct.
Social Security.
Correct.
Okay. Because of the, what's that, the windfall elimination fund?
Yes.
or whatever that is.
Yes, and it does talk about that topic as well. Let's see if I've got it still up here.
Sounds like John's done a couple Google searches. He knew the difference between a CSRS and a FERS, Federal Employee Retirement System. You knew about the windfall elimination provision.
We're doing on time. Okay.
Got about a minute.
Yeah, let's see. Windfall elimination. And yeah, the provision also affects Social Security benefits for people who perform federal service under the Civil Service Retirement System. He was referring to CSRS after 1956. We won't reduce your Social Security benefit amounts if you only perform federal service under a system such as the Federal Employees Retirement System, FERS. So basically, Social Security taxes are withheld for workers under FERS. So basically it says, yeah, your wife's good. We can't help you out, is what Social Security says there in that paragraph.
All right, John.
Thank you, John.
All right, if you want to be after John, 504-260-0995, or you can flow us a text message or give us a call from the Winning at Life app. Go download that app and check it out. We'd love to hear from you. We got more coming up, including the numbers. So if you want to follow along on the exact same charts and graphs we'll be looking at, that's at winningatlife.com or the Winning at Life app as well. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Driving down the road, listening to the radio, but what you really think it is, that current mortgage that you're working on, am I really getting a best rate? Well, I'm Dwayne Stein with Mortgage Gumbo, and people like yourself call me all the time to take advantage of the free second look. We save on average 0.25% on their mortgage. If you want to speak to me personally and get the peace of mind knowing that you have the best loan program at the cheapest interest rate, 504-207-7600 or mortgagegumbo.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
I got about 150 grand in my 401k, and I just want to take my money out and buy rent houses with it.
That is an expensive proposition because that's taxable money coming out of your plan. You're going to get whacked. You're going to give up $40,000. Somewhere in there, you're taking a pretty good hit.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I like to have 10% of investable assets being liquid. And I call this down the street money, which is at the bank, someplace where you can get access to it. But when we start looking at where you're investing money, here's one of the problems families face when they focus on those 401ks is they're going to have too much money overweighted in the qualified money area. That means your 401ks and IRAs. And the problem with having most of your assets there is you're losing tax flexibility.
because everything coming out of those accounts are taxable as ordinary income.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Hey there, this is Winning at Life. Thanks for joining us. We've been here since 7 o'clock. We'll be here tomorrow at 7. Let's see, that puts it. Oh, day after, we'll be here at 7. Saturday, we'll be here from 10 to 1. Yeah, 6 days a week, live. Financial talk. Radio. You can participate. 504. Yeah, here's the number. We've had past three segments, callers. Awesome. I love it. Thank you, everyone, for the calls. 504-260-0995. People that have joined the Winning at Life Nation, we've got Steve.
Hey, Steve.
We have, let's see, I think Steve's got a question in there, too. Let me double check this. No. But he did join us today. And also, Mike did so. Then we have Chuck, Richard, Janice, and Mary Jo. Kind of equally balanced there.
All right. Busy day in the app world.
Let's see if we have any questions from Janice. I've got a couple logins. She double joined. She joined twice. She likes being a member of Winning at Life Nation.
We like you too, Janice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gregory, does this rub you the wrong way? Because, I don't know, maybe I'm turning into a grumpy old man, but quotes like this are really starting to just rub me like sandpaper. Jimmy Fallon was talking to USA Today, and one of the things they cut out of his interview, they asked, you know, do you have any advice for people up and coming or people trying to follow in your footsteps? And his advice, I mean, it's childish, and it's okay if a child says this, but if a grown man that's my age or older says this, I'm worried. He says, don't do it for the money. You'll never make money. Do it because you like it and you like what you're doing. And then the secret is you may end up making money. But don't go into it thinking that you're doing this for money. So this whole thing where it's like, hey, when you grow up, just follow your passion and whatever you want to do, just do something you love and you'll figure out how to make money for it. That is horrible advice. That is god-awful advice that I would never tell my kids.
And if he truly did that, and he actually just stumbled right into making a huge amount of money. But I bet, you know, I could just see him. He gets out of high school, goes to school. He may drop out or finish. Or, well, I'm going into acting. I don't need to make money. I don't want to make. I just want to entertain people on a stage. You know, if I never get beyond, I'm good. I'll do it for nothing. You really think so?
0% chance that if he wasn't good at what he was doing and he didn't have some sort of talent and ability and a couple of breaks along the way as well, that he wouldn't be doing this anyway. And this is horrible. No. This is something horrible that you would tell your children.
P.T. Barnum in 1880 in his book said, choose your vocation carefully. Not quite in those words, but he did use vocation. Choose your vocation.
And I love the way he put it, because he didn't say choose your passion or just follow your passion. He had a mix in there. Hey, if it's something that you could be interested in, plus is it a useful skill that can make money? You know, there's an intersection there. But here's the deal. You know, no, I'm not telling my kids, well, you can be whatever you want when you grow up. Because I have two daughters, and they are not going to be the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. I can tell you that. And I got news for you. There's a lot of little boys in New Orleans that want to be quarterback for the Saints. But if there's two of them that both want to be the starting quarterback, one of them's going to be disappointed no matter how hard he works, no matter how hard he tries, no matter how passionate he is or how much he loves it or if his heart's in it and he's just following his dream. There's a lot of broke, destitute, unhappy people who just followed their dream like that without considering.
And if you're borrowing
things.
Money to go to school, choose your vocation carefully. Because
right.
you're going to need to make some money coming out. You should find out what that occupation pays across the country, or what does it pay in certain regions, or what does it pay here at home where you want to stay. You should know what it's going to pay. Then, okay, figure out, okay, I'm building up this debt. This is going to be the payments. I'm probably going to want to get married to this lady, and I've got to have a car. You should do some math. You're going to college. You finished high school. They taught you math. You had to know some pretty good math to get in college. Do the math. Oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to be. Well, then start. What's the top 10 paying vocations in the country? I don't know what I want to be. Well, one of those 10 might work for you.
But if you listen to Jimmy Fallon, be like, don't be chasing money. Money's not the most important thing in the world.
Do liberal arts then. And I don't even know what job that takes you to, but
college professor, basically.
But then why are you getting a job if you're not worried about the money?
What was
just that? Be.
Remember the conversation we had on this show a couple
Can
of years
you just
ago?
Be James. Can I just want
to
be?
No. You got to go be productive, and you have to go do something that other people are demanding if you want them to exchange money for your productive efforts. So no, you can't just do whatever.
I'd rather just be.
Well, then you're gonna be broke, is what you're gonna be. But the show that we had, this must have been 3 years ago, where the claim that we couldn't get rid of some certain entitlement because it opens people up. And if, you know, you can go chase your dream now. You don't have to go get a job just so you can have health insurance. You can go be a photographer if you want. There's a lot of people who want to be photographers. But Gregory, if there's 6 weddings this weekend and 7 wedding photographers in town, someone's going without. Not everyone gets to chase their dream. And some people, if you love money, if you could develop a need for money, and if you're just chasing money, if you're doing the exact opposite of what Jimmy Fallon recommends, you will find happiness, because then all you got to do is find something that makes money.
I have chased a dream. Not all of it has come true, but I also was about making money, and I think I was about that at age 10. Mowing lawns and earning money at 12, repairing washer machines for $1 an hour, working in a burger place, then moving on to flipping cars and mowing yards and stuff like that. Yeah, I've as a kid, I was about making money. And as a grown man, I've been about making money, but with certain passions about helping people and doing the right thing. But I have to be able to make money to do that for people too. So it's a combined thing. And as a young adult, you know, one of my goals were, and I've not reached it, I'd like to have a house on a lake.
Well, there's a lake about half a mile that way.
No,
so you're close.
No,
that, you're close.
No, this is something where we're not in the city. It's a big lake.
Okay.
You know, but you know, if I don't achieve that, you know, I'm good. We don't have to reach all of our dreams and goals, where I've reached quite a few. I get to lead a life I never imagined. And yeah, it happened because I help people.
Well, I think this is the dad in me talking, because I don't want my kids to absorb this, because look, you can go chasing your dreams and find a job you love. Someone's going to have to pick up the trash. And when your roof is leaking, someone's going to have to get up there in the hot August sun and staple down some new shingles.
I had a conversation with my wife, Stacy. She says, you know, I heard that the state legislature in Louisiana finished, and, you know, they didn't make any changes to TOPS. And there was a whole bunch of bills and such going through. So TOPS must be in good shape. I said, well, yeah, there was a number of legislators that were wanting to make changes, and none of it was able to get to a vote on the floor. It was stopped for some reason soever. But one of their concerns is the state's going to be $600 million short, ballpark, and TOPS costs about $290 million to fund. So any changes, they're not sure how that's going to affect what's coming up. And I said, yeah, they've starting a special session, and a special session could affect how much of TOPS is funded, whether it's 70% funded or 100% or some other number in there. I said, so it's not over yet. So everyone be thinking about that. If you've got some input, tell your legislature. This isn't political, but this is about money. And a lot of people are concerned about, am I going to have to kick in some college money? You may.
Tell them about your day job.
You may not. Day job, I am a financial advisor, money manager. Our job is to help find where you are on the path and how does it look when you reach that financial destination. We're going to help you find your risk number. You know, that folks came in today talking about retirement, another meeting, existing clients, and we work through their Social Security and his and hers and taking income, the pension that's in the mix, how are they looking, and their tax bracket, and when RMDs start, how they're changing tax brackets to a bigger, uglier tax bracket.
Really?
So that's kind of the things we do on a daily basis. So you can give my office a call if you'd like to have a longer, deeper conversation about where you are and where you're headed. That number, and you have to call. So take this number, 504-832-9200. Website is gregoryricks.com.
Thank you very much for tuning in. We do this Monday through Friday at 7, Saturdays 10 to 1. Your home away from the show, where you can catch all our podcasts or watch us live or learn more about us and our partners, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.